Locker room chats continue here on the Kansaland Airwaves. I am Brandon Tamman, joined now by Jeff County North head football coach Jeff Schneider. Joining us here, it is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance as well. Coach, we get going here in week number two. We're off and running in full swing. Let's talk about the week one matchup, Pleasant Ridge, of course, inside the NEKL. Close battle. Pleasant Ridge, though, able to squeak one out over your squad, 24-22. You know, you look back at the tape and kind of have a chance to gather and reassess from that ball game. What were the overall takeaways from that one?
Well, we pretty tight back and forth game. Several lead changes and we were down. Been pretty easy for us to quit. We were down 10 points with 3 minutes left. We're able to score and get a 2-point conversion to cut it to two, and then get an onside kick and drive down again and threaten. So, and we threw a couple passes incomplete in the end zone. If we catch one of them, we're talking about a different outcome. But, you know, I told our guys the morning we were watching film. I said, you know, whatever the outcome was, we were going to look at the same film, and there were going to be things that we needed to work on. So, several things that we wanted to try to tighten up a little bit. You know, we need to establish our run game a little bit better than what we did. And then defensively, we got to read our keys and do our assignments. So, you know, there's some things that we did well. You know, some things we did well overall too. But some things that we really want to try to get better at as we head into week two.
Boy, when you talk about the resiliency of your team, though, just how important is that as a coach kind of moving forward with the rest of the season? You know, down 10, you could have packed it in, but you get the late touchdown, you get the two, you get the onside kick, and you certainly have a chance to win the game. So at least, you know, despite not getting the victory, it's got to be a big positive for you and your coaching staff to see the way your team battled, and that could be a real positive moving forward.
Yeah, that's the hope. We're a young team. A lot of us haven't been in that situation before. So, yeah, that's the hope as we continue on through the season. It's been several years ago, and seven, I think, is how many years I've been here at JCN. But my first year, we had a close loss early in the year, and I think it served us well down the stretch. We were able to get in the playoffs that year. We won a tight game down at the back half of the schedule. So, you know, we kind of grew during that portion of time, and that's what we're hoping it lends itself to now.
Were there some players on your squad that kind of stood out to you a little bit? Maybe a couple that you weren't expecting, those who were getting the playing time, but were there a few kids that kind of stood out to you and maybe you thought to yourself, okay, you know, I like where he's at?
Well, I don't know about, you know, any specific players. I thought we threw the ball with some success, but we do need to do a little better job with our pass blocking and routes, those sort of things, our route combination. I thought we threw the ball with a little bit of success there. Defensively, we picked off the pass. We led the turnover battle, so we did some good things there as well overall as a team. You know, say your biggest improvement comes from week one headed into week two, and that's what we're trying to focus on here moving forward, just as a unit. Everybody has something that we could pull some positives from on the film, and everybody has some things we need to try to tighten up and work on.
Jeff County North head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us as we transition here from week one to week two. Now it's a much different scenario than a lot of teams are dealing with, you know, compared to what you guys are going through this week, not just with the preparation, but, you know, Valley Heights, they had their game canceled last week, so they weren't able to get a fill-in. You know, in Valley Heights, this is their first game of the year, and then it's also been moved from Friday night to Saturday afternoon. I guess we'll start with the date change. You know, how does that kind of change the preparation, or if any at all, you know, going from playing on a Friday night to a Saturday afternoon?
Well, you know, this week was Labor Day, so Monday is kind of an unusual schedule without school on Monday, those sort of things. So I guess as far as preparation goes, you know, we are going to get a little bit extra prep time. Moving it to a Saturday, though, obviously it feels like you're a lot longer in between games, and then the following week it feels a lot shorter. So I'm hoping we can manage that aspect. Supposed to get warmer here as the week progresses, so, you know, that's going to become a factor in the game as well, too. And then, you know, most of our games are played under the lights, and this one's going to be played in the afternoon. So, you know, some changes there that we'll have to manage and do our best to handle.
How are you and the coaching staff kind of handling that preparation? Again, not being able to see game film or anything from Valley Heights in a week one game. So, you know, they're still fresh and they're still looking to play their first game. I mean, how much do you really know about Valley Heights and potentially what they're going to do to challenge you this week?
Well, you know, new head coach as well. You know, we're going from one Coach Trimble to another Coach Trimble. So Some of their system, I'm sure, is going to be similar. You always got to expect wrinkles with everybody as it is. So we're doing our best to prep for, what we have an idea of. And then, in every game, you got to make some adjustments. So we'll probably find ourselves there during this week as well.
And despite all the challenges and the situations going on with this matchup this week, now being on Saturday afternoon, just what are going to be the keys to a potential victory this weekend?
Well, I'd say, Valley Heights has always had a power running game. So you're going to have to do something to try to slow them down in that regard. They've got some good players that are returning from them. They got decent size up front here. So, even if you know what you're getting, you still got to be able to stop it. So, we've got to do our best based on what we know and just basically do our job. Just do our job overall. Play your assignment, and we've got to tackle probably better than what we did in week one.
Jeff County North head football coach Jeff Schneider joining us here. Our locker room chat is brought to you by Winchester Meat Processing and Taylor Insurance. Coach, I know it's you got some hurdles this week, but all in all, game looks like it's still going to be played Saturday afternoon. Valley Heights getting their first game of the year. Of course, you have a chance to get a victory under your belt as well. But as always, we appreciate the time, and then good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, well, thank you. Appreciate it. We, even with the change, the positive is that we're still going to get a chance to get a game. And, you look around the state, and that's already starting to hit us a little bit this year. So we're excited we get the opportunity to continue to play.
Yeah, absolutely. And, of course, I know some teams had to jumble and, within 24 hours had to find a replace opponent. So at least we're getting some of these games in. It might be a little bit different. But overall, the chance to at least get on the field and play is by far the biggest positive.
Yes, absolutely.
All right, Coach. Thank you again, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right, thanks.